Advocates say decoupling would give people property tax relief by moving choice school funding to the state's general purpose revenue fund. That fund still comes from taxes, but it's a wider pool that includes income and sales tax. The first decoupling bill was introduced in 2023, but failed in the Senate. Republican State Representative Jesse Rodriguez says lawmakers talked to Governor Tony Evers about including the measure in the budget, but those negotiations have failed.
We've decided at this point that we will just do a standalone bill and pass it out of the houses and send it over to him and hopefully get his support at that time.
Evers says he will look at the legislation, but can't support a plan that could spend more money on private schools than public schools. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.